grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Yes, yes. Awesome. Kia ora, Chris.
Kia ora.
So let's turn that down.
I'm totally ready. Kia ora, listeners.
Kia ora, listeners. It's time for Marijuana Media.
Should be well into your 420 by now. Just saying.
Yes, a few.
Keeping pace.
Oh, shit. What am I doing with these faders and stuff? Fuck. My bad.
If you are getting into your 420 and having your legal cannabis, legal or not, it's probably lowering your alcohol use. It turns out. So, you know, last week I said nothing but good news. It was hard. It was hard. We're in the pits of despair when it comes to marijuana news and media.
Like everything else in the world, I guess.
Yeah, but we're trying to be positive now. We're trying to be positive. So I found some positive news. This is a new study published in Addiction, which is a very, you know, whenever there's something bad, they always go, oh, look, published in Addiction. So it's like a A-grade kind of journal. And this was University of California, so again, and an actual Kaiser Permanente, which is like US's biggest or maybe second biggest medical insurer. And they found, after legalization in 2016, sustained declines in weekly drinking, plus how often people did heavy drinking.
In California?
In California, mostly, so this was after legalizing cannabis there, mostly among people aged 35 to 49.
Oh.
They found that the drops were not so pronounced. There were small drops,
yes,
in the olders and youngers, but they thought this was interesting age group difference.
Nice.
Same thing happened in Canada, and there was a survey recently, Harm Reduction Journal, again another premium one. 60% of cannabis consumers say that they use it at least in part to reduce their alcohol intake.
I do find that I drink less when I'm medicating more.
Yeah, well, we just went through high and dry July.
Yeah.
Dry and high. High and dry.
Yeah.
That's right. It works for me.
Awesome.
And, of course, then you get these spin-off effects of, you know, lower crime, road accidents, things like that. Even if the cannabis goes up, you still get a net reduction.
It's like, wow, look at all the evidence.
Here's some more. Well, sorry, what was it?
No, I just said these people, like, the evidence is right there, you know.
That's right, bloody there. Washington Post, speaking of, before it gets shut down for whatever's going on in Washington at the moment. But anyway, new Harvard University study. This is Washington Post, I think it was, well, it was certainly this week. And using data from Michigan, and they looked at counties as they opened marijuana dispensaries. And the data let them track it over time. So in each county, as the dispensaries opened, they looked at opioid-related deaths. 30% reduction when a dispensary was opened. And the reduction happened from the very first dispensary, immediate effect.
Wow. That's fucking awesome.
Incredible, eh?
Yeah. Makes sense.
It totally does. Substituting these hardcore prescription pills, and let's not forget, you know, a lot of this was, you know, getting people on it and then taking away access. And so people turned to illicit fentanyl and things like that, which...
scary
your
stuff.
Your hidden economy, the Mexican cartels were only too happy to provide. Yeah, so that's a good thing. Anyway, I think, well, that's good news, the places that have got them anyway. So if you're in a county that's got easy, what they call it, they said it had to be easy access. There's your lesson. Can't be difficult, can't be hidden away. You can't have a cannabis shop with no branding. You can't have, you know, cannabis clinics that can't say they sell cannabis, for example,
yes,
as we talked about last
CBD
week.
CBD company.
If you make it difficult, then people do things like turning to Facebook Marketplace, where the Herald reported this week, they found, just by a quick search, 56 listings for mushrooms and cocaine on Facebook. And Facebook only took them down when they repeatedly complained to them.
Wow. Facebook Marketplace.
There you go.
The black marketplace.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boy. Getting back to that Washington Post, though, they talked about that RFK Jr., I know we don't like to talk too much about America, but he's talking about these healing farms for addicts. So you get on your opioids over there, and then you get sent to this healing farm and do some hard manual labor with other, you know, addicts, and a bit of a 12-step higher power kind of stuff, and then you're fine. You're at your healing farm.
It sounds like prison.
It does a bit, but the it does a lot. A prison farm sounds like China. Pot taxes to pay for it. Is what he was saying.
Another
bloody
reason.
Hell.
Another.
This researcher in the Washington Post said, no, it's got the wrong idea. You actually want, you don't want to tax the cannabis to make it harder to get or more expensive. You actually want to, like, almost flood the place with it.
Oh.
Make it so that people turn to cannabis instead of these other things.
Reverse psychology.
Well, just make it more available. Make the legal stuff more available than the illegal.
Then it's like, get out of my face.
Yeah, and this stuff about Facebook is a prime example. You can just jump on there and a quick Google or a quick little pop it in the search bar and you got it.
Mm.
Compared to how do you get your medical or how do you get legal if it's not medical? You know?
I didn't know that you could just go and get things on Facebook like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
What the hell?
You just... risk of rip-offs, of course. Is that photo of that bag of mushrooms even from here, or is it just something that they've grabbed off the internet? And they did, you know, there's that whole thing. The risk is there, and mushrooms would probably be one of the less risky because you can kind of see what it is, I guess. But certainly the other stuff.
It's literally like getting anything off Facebook Marketplace. It's always a risk. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Vape carts and things. Who knows what the hell would be in them?
No thanks.
It could be the opposite, right? You think you're going for your cannabis vape cart and you get a synthetic opioid one.
No.
Yeah, stay away.
Sounds
stay
like
away. One of the reports talked about 3D printing. So you go there. So instead of having your... This is my point. Instead of having your easy legal access to cannabis, you go to something like Facebook. All this stuff's put in front of you. One of these reports this week talked about 3D printed guns when they searched for drugs. They put in their search bar for drugs and 3D printed guns came up. So this is what it's doing.
Oh.
When you go legal, though, we're going to just end on some good news. Marijuana industry workers, this is a US survey, marijuana industry workers were the happiest in any job sector. How's that, hey? How's that
for
a
record? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Do they use on the job? I don't know. This was the Shift Pulse report from the platform Deputy. 92% had a positive sentiment in their job. In the cannabis industry, and just to compare to some comparable, only 14% in hospitality had a positive sentiment.
I mean, who would, to be honest?
12% of people who worked in a doctor's office, not a cannabis clinic, but a doctor's office, only 12% were happy versus 92% at the marijuana dispensary.
That's, you know, you got to know your product.
You do.
That's awesome. I guess the cannabis industry is very far and wide in terms of roles, the kinds of jobs that there is. Or
is it
referring to a specific thing?
I feel like they were talking about shops, but it could have included cultivation too.
Yeah.
But certainly, I guess if you're drawn to it, it's maybe your dream.
Yeah.
Same with most vocations, right? It should be your dream to be in it.
It should. And if you're listening, you should be following your dream.
Yeah,
not
right on.
Doing a job that if they did a survey, you'd say, no, I'm not happy. That is your sign to get a new job. Or not a job. Do something else. Please. Sorry. Please continue.
You can ponder this tomorrow night at Whakamana, where it's Ambient Night 3.
Banging.
Great, get really high, get your prescription while you're there, or in fact, if you can't make it to Whakamana, come down to the hemp store or give me a ring or an email and we'll hook you up with a nice friendly doctor that can sort you out over the phone.
Awesome.
Kind of sounds a bit than it is, but it's totally legit. But yeah, Ambient Night 3 is on tomorrow night at Whakamana, the old cannabis museum.
That's a really good lineup, actually. Let's have a look. I actually need to bring it up.
It's a good time to contemplate your future. You can get kind of high and introspective. 3D mapping and stuff all on the inside. Bring your own bean bag. Is what they
said. BYOB.
Yeah, they must have run out last time they said provided, but this time it said, you know, come on, bring your own.
It's just awesome. Lie back, grab a snack, enjoy deep levels of sonic ambient bliss, curated by some of Tamaki's fantastic selectors. The lineup is Jane Olsen, Damon Art, Suited, and Leo CW. That's really cool. That's going to be awesome.
Getting high is not essential, by the way, just to clarify, but you know, it's not compulsory. It's not like.
It's friendly.
It's not, But you're not secretly dosed. Put it that way, because change the subject. Yes, it's going to be great, and I'll see you there. And also, 50 years of the misuse of drugs. We're talking about all this crap, all good things dressed up as good and bad. So 50 years of the misuse of drugs is October 10th, actually not too far away. We've got to think of something to do to mark that.
October 10th,
10-10. It's a 50th birthday. Gandalf's back in court on the 14th up in Whangarei. And J-Day coming up sooner than you think, or sooner than I think, because I've got to organise some stuff. Saturday, 6th of December.
It's literally in 4 months.
I know. I thought that this week.
What the hell? That's going to be awesome. Albert Park again.
Yes.
Did it move from there at one point?
It's been in a few different places. Yeah. We've had them down the bottom of Queen Street, AATS Square. It's been all different times of the year. But yeah. I think for about the last 15 years, it's been in May.
Yeah.
But before that, it actually started in November.
So, why is it in December now then?
Just better weather, mostly. Yeah. That was it. We changed during COVID, and it was just better.
Awesome. It's just better. And at Albert Park.
Yeah.
That's
it's
awesome.
Not so wet, and it's lighter, but, you know, it gets dark at about 4 o'clock in May. So that's going to be great. We'll see you there. And there you go. That's me. Happy week, everyone.
That's awesome. That's really positive stuff.
I tried.
You did
it
good.
It was exhausting. Mentally.
Oh, it's really a mentally exhausting thing to do. Trying to find some hope, clawing around for some
waiting
joy in this life. Yeah. Exactly.
No, all good.
Awesome. Well, cheers. Thanks so much for that boost of morale. Marijuana morale.
That's it.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris.
Do it then.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane. She's
my roots, rock, reggae music on the attack. Yeah, heading to the top, I will turn back. It's a music non-stop, you know. Play by the hit bone sound, so you gotta get around. Play by the king of his bring. In a dancehall, I'll shoot a mic if I can't swing. Now hear this. Bad we musically bad. Say Tiffany, me tell you, I'm a virgin around. Bad we musically bad. We badder than the gun, them a boss a burglar. Bad we musically bad. Go tell them Tiffany, and the one name na Ram. Bad we musically bad. You come with competition, you not in a body bag. Oh, you know where you come from, but you want to test me sound in a competition. Yes, we are the best, we are the number one. Riffing we're in the sound, boy, in a rubbish man. We rule the world, we rule the nation. See me sound, it a number one, ayy. My sound, I play the music where the people them need. We come in and they dance, we come, we take over the lead. Me find another kid, then can't keep up to the speed. Me tell us every race, color, class, and creed. When them drink them beer and then suit them back and feed. Them feel the musical vibe and them a move them feet. Bad way, musically bad. Say Tiffany, me tell you, I'm a virgin a ram. Bad way, musically bad. We badder than the gun, them a boss a burglar. Bad way, musically bad. Go tell them Tiffany, and the one name na ram. Bad way, musically bad. You come with competition, you not pin a body bag. This a song, you know, rap up and play. We come in and the dance, boy, I'm gonna get slayed. I tell you, Tiffany, him and the body's DJ. Now one original, me say from J. Who no come Rastafari right way. And stop leave the ghetto, you them go astray. Slap this DJ, yeah, then can't stay. Me tell you, say the whole of them off a runway. Say poop on and ram the music pilot. We drop it in a dance crowd of people of a record. Them say that this a wanna hit a number one. Tiffany, him a DJ, the rubber dub song. Bad way, musically bad. Say Tiffany, me tell you, I'm a virgin a ram. Bad way, musically bad. We badder than the gun, them a boss a burglar. Bad way, musically bad. Go tell them Tiffany, and the one name na ram. Bad way, musically bad. You come with competition, you not in a body bag. Reggae music, it's sweet. It's really late. Reggae music, it's sweet.
It's a little late. Now run play the rhythm, tip a DJ pan the beat. Say what you call the people, them a move them feet. Reggae music, it's sweet. It's a little date, reggae music, it's sweet. It's a little date. Now run play the rhythm, tip a DJ pan the beat. And watch the sexy girl, them a whine in the street.
Fly with me, walk the sky with me. I really like skipping. Living can't skip me, fly higher than the night. Fuck, I write and then it slides off. My God can only give thanks, I'm a writer. Dripping in myself, gotta find my designer. Firing the flame, feeling lighter than a lighter. Shine as the stars, you can't box me in now. Don't know where I'm heading, but I know I'm jetting far. Dubai, scrape our heights, where I make the world light. I'm a sight to see, not a sight for sore eyes. Dubai, scrape our heights, where I make the world light. I'm a sight to see, not a sight for sore eyes. Fly with me, walk the sky with me. I really like skipping. Living can't skip me, why? I'm the best alive, but my spirit can't die. Living in the flesh, but my lyrics fly high. No hell on this earth could have mystified I. Fire, I'm a fighter. At night and then I light up. Bonfire works in the dirt, I'm a rider. Money in my purse and my skirt's getting nicer. Skirt around them like the curves getting wider. This is my city, so you need to fly with me. I've seen some hell on earth, so I'll keep it quiet, gritty. Fly with me.
Put your fucking vape down.
É bem claro que eu faço no escuro. Bota, bota, bota tudo. Quero jogar, só preciso de uma bala. Pensamento bem sujo. Bem sujo. Bem sujo. Bota, 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 bota. Preparada, preparando o bagulho. Pode, 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 pode. Joga, joga, joga tudo. Você sabe que eu gosto do escuro. Pode, 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 pode. Escuro, bota burro, bem escuro. Bota burro, bem escuro. Bota burro, bem escuro. Bota bem sujo, escuro. Bota burro, bem escuro. Bota burro, bem escuro. Bota burro, bem escuro. Bota bem sujo. Bem sujo. Bem sujo. Só preciso de uma bala, pensamento bem sujo. Hoje preparada, preparando o bagulho. Escuro, bota burro, bem escuro, bota bem sujo. Escuro, bota burro, bem escuro, bota bem sujo. Escuro, bota burro, bem escuro, bota bem sujo. Escuro, bota burro, bem escuro, bota bem sujo.
Fucking tune. That was Sucio by DJ Babatur featuring Lisa. And I actually played a gig with him. Maybe it was last year in Paris. Just have to just pull that out real quick because he's a bit of a legend. Before that one, I played John Glacier, Fly With Me. And then right after Marijuana Media, we played Musically Bad, the Tipoli meets the Naram rhythm section, which is a fucking huge tune. And that actually, their whole album is an excellent vibe if you're needing some really beautiful homegrown dub reggae for your hip-hop. Now for a little bit of a break.
Oh, what a beaut day to be out on the board.
Far out. Cracker conditions, slight onshore wind, glassy water, crispy and hot.
Hey, mate, what's that shimmering object sticking out of your wetsuit?
This? It's a McLeod's Longboarder Lager.
Take it easy with McLeod's Longboarder Lager. From a small coastal brewery with a big Scottish heart, McLeod's Longboarder Lager is hoppy, bright and balanced. Celebrate life's good shit.
The calendar event of the year is finally here with the grand return of the Whānau Marama New Zealand International Film Festival.
From July 31st to August 10th, feast your eyes on over 100 films showing across multiple iconic theatres.
Treat yourself to a 10-trip pass and get early access to this year's phenomenal panoply of silver screen goodness.
The one and only New Zealand International Film Festival. Find your program now at the usual haunts or take a digital deep dive at nziff.co.nz.
Once a week, on Saturday morning, a door in the 95BFM studio appears. If you walk through that door, past the old posters, past the hanging vines, birds in their nests, and old 95BFM merch, you'll come to a waterfall. And at the top of that waterfall is the Saturday Spring.
The Saturday Spring with Karen Hay. Chats, tunes, and everything you need to dive into the weekend. Saturday mornings, 9 till 11. Only on 95BFM. Thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery.
Hey, what are you doing here?
It's just, I've been given 24 hours to write a funny ad for a Bic Runga giveaway.
You're making fun of Bic Runga.
Who's making fun of Bic Runga?
No, it's just an ad. I was just...
This is absolutely unbelievable.
How could you do this? All my life.
One of Aotearoa's most beloved songwriters, the wonderful Bec Runga, is playing songs from her divine back catalogue, live with the Auckland Philharmonia, Saturday, September 6th at the Kiri Te Kanoa Theatre. Listen to 95BFM Breakfast all this week to win tickets, or get yours now from Ticketmaster.
Another one of the top 10 for this week. This is Perfect 10 by Takata Punani. Coming to give you more. Outs to Queenie Control, outs to Fecky Fortune. To give you more. I am P E R F E C T. I am perfect. Tens across the board, bitch, I know you heard it. P R F E C T. I am that perfect. Tens across the board, bitch, I know you heard it. Clear body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect and real cunt. Look at her, who's she? Skin clear body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect and real cunt. Look at her, who's she? Skin clear body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect and real cunt. Look at her, who's she? Skin clear body tea, who's that? Just me, body, realness, face. She got it all, exquisite taste. Take her back to your place before you eat her out. Say your grace. She don't got time for no broke bitch. Pay the fuck up, make me rich. Adorned in coochie, that's that gorgeous. She gon' need her instant porridge. She got that fat butt, pants drop when she in the room, other bitches are flops. Never had one chop. Pussy so good, turn the bottom to a top. Next to her, you a five. She's a lounge, you a dive. Bar that she says, she won't let you bitches rest. Skin clear body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect and real cunt. Look at her, who's she? Skin clear body tea, who's that? Just me, perfect and real cunt. Look at her, who's she? Who's she? Who's she? Who's she? Pussy so cunt, eyebrows on fleek. Bitch, the fuck, you can't compete. Never be me, head to my ass, straight girls call me queen. You can't compete, never be me. Head to my ass, straight girls call me queen. You can't compete, never be me. Head to my ass, straight girls call me queen. Fresh face, full beat, yeah, I couldn't give a fuck. The only me around here is a tuck. Your eyebrows could do with a little plug. Your man wanna fuck me, call that cock. The floor, yeah, she's coming to give you more. Perfect 10 on that floor, yeah, she's coming to give you more. Perfect 10 to 10 on the floor, she's coming to give you more. Perfect 10 to 10 on the floor, coming to give you more. That perfect, perfect 10, that perfect, perfect 10, perfect, perfect 10, perfect, perfect 10. That 1 1 1 1 1, 2 2 2 2 2, 3 3 3 3, hold that pose for me. Ow,
shit gay as hell.
That shit gay as hell. Shout outs to all the queers and gays. Period. Yeah, that was a perfect 10 by Takata Punani. I'm really looking forward to the music that they put out in the future, because that one was, if that was any indication of what they've got packed, then Jesus. This one under me, Slow by George Riley, heavy rotation at the moment.
Tonight we locked eyes, believed in the worst over me. You and I divided a bridge of uncertainty. Want to be close, but I'm not sure. Finally, but I need to know more. I want to trust that every time I make the wrong decision. Oh, I'm lonely. Hard to please. Do I need a reason why? Take my word, baby. Ooh, I'm lonely. Hard to please.
Yes, yes, that one was Slow by George Riley, straight out of South London. Is it South? Yeah, let me just... Anyways, if you just tuned in, this is the Rapare Thursday Drive with Half Queen. And you know, I know it's BFM, but it doesn't always have to be guitar music. You know, is it okay? It's okay if I just get in my little electronic bag for a moment. Yes, I think so. Slow ascent into 5 p.m. It's 4:54. At 5 we've got the news. That will be ghastly as usual, I'm sure. Shout outs to the news team for having to trawl through the current events and pick, hey, which is the least worst, disgusting, horrible thing to happen. But you know what isn't disgusting and horrible? The New Zealand International Film Festival, Whanau Marama. Been to a few films now. And speaking of this, I actually will be talking to the director of Mbati, Andrew John Fakawa Ponton. And Bati is the first Fijian film to ever be selected for the film festival, and that's near and dear to my heart because I am Fijian. And I'm really excited to be seeing that one. There's a couple of sessions that still have a handful of tickets left. The premiere is on Saturday at the Hollywood, I believe at 1:45 p.m. and then on the Sunday at Bridgeway at 10 a.m. And I will be talking to him just after 5, just after the news. So if you are a bit of a cinephile, or if you're just curious, or if you're just stuck in the car and have nothing else to do, lock in. If you've got any questions about anything, any tunes you want me to ID, any reckons, any yarns, any bits of gossip that you think I need to know, please text me 5395. Give me a call, 309-3879. Message me on Instagram. This show, I'm also going to be giving away a $50 voucher to Coco's Cantina. Wow. And I reckon I'll do that after 5 too. You know, that's a bit of you. I'll come up with some sort of cue to text. And you know you have to have a B card to be in to win. And you can get a B card for as little as $4.20 a month. It's pretty awesome. You should sign up for one. At 95bfm.com/sign-up. Honestly, cheap as chips, awesome benefits, and other such as banging good things. I'm just going to play this one. Dolphin Diamond Raceway, another one of the top 10 from last night. This is by Baby Zionov, featuring Deep State. Hope you're doing well out there. Hold tight. Hold tight. We've got the news coming right up after this. The news.
News.
Ahi ahi, Marie. Good afternoon. Ko Eloise toku ingoa, ko te rima karaka. It's 5 o'clock. Auckland's upcoming mayoral election is seeing few opportunities for debate, as one event struggles with a lack of responses. The University of Auckland Debating Society says that the only candidate out of three who responded to their invitation was Kieran Leone with Ted Johnston and the incumbent Wayne Brown failing to reply. Leone is also the only currently registered candidate for Community Hub Future Whangaparao's Meet the Candidates event, in an election with 11 total contenders. Candidates Rob McNeil and Jason Peters expressed to RNZ their willingness to participate in debates, while a spokesperson for Brown cited his busy schedule. Turnout for the previous two local elections was around 35%, with the Debating Society and Leone voicing concern about candidates' lack of engagement. Primary school teachers have rejected a 1% pay rise from the Ministry of Education. A vote which closed yesterday on whether to accept the Ministry's offer saw primary teachers overwhelmingly say no. Liam Rutherford, a teacher and NZEI Te Reo Roa primary teacher negotiation team lead, said the offer was insulting in the wake of the government dismissing primary teachers' pay equity claim. Rutherford also said that the current offer doesn't reference teachers' Toitū Te Tiriti claim. Primary teachers, along with other member groups, will be heading into mass paid union meetings later this month to discuss the way forward. And in international news, Gaza is facing a dire blood shortage due to starvation, bombing and blockades. Healthcare officials in Gaza have stated that they have had to turn away potential blood donors due to them being severely malnourished or dehydrated. Amani Abuuda, head of the Al-Shifa Hospital Blood Bank, said that most would-be blood donors arriving malnourished compromises the quality and safety of blood donations. The delivery of vital healthcare services in Gaza is also being affected by Israel's blockade extending to medical supplies and fuel, leading to medical facilities shutting down. A whistleblower from OceanGate has said that those aboard the Titan submersible were sold a lie. When the Titan submersible went missing during a dive to the wreck of the Titanic in 2023, whistleblower David Lockridge hoped the five people on board would be rescued. However, in June 2023, the sub imploded, killing all five people on board, including OceanGate CEO Stockton Rush. Lockridge said in an interview with the BBC that he believed the implosion happening was inevitable if the company carried on using defective equipment. Ara te kawe pūrongo, and that's the news.
A 95BFM weather update.
Ane ngā tohu huarere mō tēnei rā, your weather report for today. Mostly cloudy with a few showers, fresh east-northeasterly winds, a high of 17 degrees and an overnight low of 12 degrees. Sunrise today was at 12 past 7, and sunset is at 20 to 6. Ane ngā tohu huarere mō te āpōpō, your weather forecast for tomorrow. Rāmere Friday, cloudy with morning rain developing, then afternoon becoming mostly fine. Cooler night and north to south southwesterlies. Ara te tohu huarere, and that's your weather. And that's your news and weather. Ko Eloise toku ingoa. The time is now 4 minutes past five.
Thank you, Eloise. Awesome.
That was a 95BFM weather update. Thanks to climate change.
Now I'm just going to have to play a tune while I figure out where Pete is for the surf. Chill out, my bad.
This could be it. So excuse me if I leave without a goodbye. All sooner than you think.
and wiggle and squiggle your way out of this. Like yesterday, or sooner than you think. And I hope they come in peace, bringing the good news and peace of mind. Anything will do. Anything will do. Down a fucking bone. Make the most of it. Calls from unknown numbers and assholes on the internet. Places where the sun don't shine. All sooner than you think. And I'm surprised that you're not speechless. Holding out for the day that I go deaf. What? Oh, sooner than you think. And I hope they come in peace. Bringing the good news. And peace of mind. Anything will do. Anything will do.